This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes, you can download the podcast absolutely free. Because the show is free. Unlike freedom.
You know, freedom is not free.
Now, let's go back to what we were discussing. In case you're just now joining us, we're going over some of the testimony from a Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer. He was a Lieutenant Colonel in the Space Force. He was a commander. He was fired a few years ago for coming out and talking about the open communism taking place in your military. Understand, everything he talks about here is going on in every branch, and it's gotten worse. Here he is again.
Today I'm here to testify about the ongoing Marxist-inspired efforts to subvert and weaken our military and broader American society. We often refer to these efforts as wokeism, but it is also a culture war. Yet even in this committee, there are differing views about whether there is such a thing as a culture war underway. Some members of this committee have been outspoken critics of DEI initiatives to include CRT, drag shows on military bases, trans activism, LGBTQ pride celebrations, and woke military recruiting videos, all things that are visible components of an ongoing culture war. Ranking Member Garcia, as he just mentioned, on the other hand, says that the culture wars are quote-unquote phony and are merely a political talking point of Republicans. It's nothing if not incredible for a member of this subcommittee to assert that culture wars are phony, while another member, who's not present at the moment of this committee, is a member of the so-called Progressive Squad, was herself a Black Lives Matter organizer and activist, an organization whose publicly avowed ideology is Marxism, and whose activist ambition is social and cultural revolution. Service members who wear the uniform of their country do not want to see these things in the military workplace. They don't want to see them at their bases. In most cases, this is true regardless of their race or their political worldview. Despite that reality, Pentagon officials requested $140 million to expand woke diversity initiatives in fiscal year 2024, double what it's been the previous 2 years.
$140 million of your money. I'll let him keep going here in a minute. He's got about 30 seconds left. Just want to remind you, you went to work today and you worked a quarter of your day to pay for the communist infiltration of your military.
There are a few things taxpayers such as myself feel less essential to the mission of the United States military than expanding diversity mandates and indoctrination. And now an important point. Such aggressively opposed ideological worldviews competing for institutionalization through policy epitomizes and formalizes what is properly termed a culture war. The fact that these debates now infect the U.S. military workplace is an offense to people like me, who love their country and all people, regardless of their race, gender, sexual preference, or background.
There's not a culture war going on, huh? Well, that's interesting. Remember how we were talking? We've talked many times about how these people have declared war on American Christianity, and American Christians don't want to seem to acknowledge that war, let alone engage and fight in that war. Nevertheless, the war is here. They're coming for you. And they're going to attack you every way they possibly can. I don't watch the NFL, you already know that. But I have heard from my friends who understand my leanings about some quarterback for the Texans, this C.J. Stroud. I remember he's a Buckeye, so I knew who he was. C.J. Stroud gave an interview after a game where he played very well. I'm going to play you his unedited answer first. Ready for this? Here.
Your first NFL season and a record-setting performance for you. What does this moment mean?
First and foremost, I just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Your first NFL...
That was his first answer. That was the answer he gave, right? When I press play next, you're going to hear the same question, only you're going to hear how NBC edited it. The communists who work at NBC, producers, directors, whoever it may have been, they heard the name of Jesus and they hated it so much, they cut it out of his answer, and this is what played on their social media.
NFL season and a record-setting performance for you. What does this moment mean?
I mean, it's been amazing being in this city for as short as I've been, but the love that I've got.
It's a lot to take in, isn't it? If you're a believing person, to wake up one day and find out that the, quote, land of the free is now been taken over by people who don't think very highly of you and your beliefs, and they intend to stamp out you and your beliefs. I'll just let the whole thing play for you one more time. The answer that was given versus the answer the media brought to you.
The FBI is now just...
Not that one, this one right here.
Your first NFL season and a record-setting performance for you. What does this moment mean?
First and foremost, I just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Your first NFL season and a record-setting performance for you. What does this moment mean?
I mean, it's been amazing being in this city for as short as I've been, but the love that I've got.
Culture war. You can hate that term. You can wish there wasn't a culture war. I sure do. But wish all you want. That don't make it go away. What's that old saying? Wish in one hand and... I can't say that. Wish in one hand and poop in the other and see which one fills up first. The culture war is here. And we either choose to engage in it and fight it, or we will lose it. That's a fact. We will engage, we will fight, and if we fight, we can win. Or, well, I guess the game's on. No time to go vote. I don't want to go work for a candidate. Nah, I'm good. Whatever. Anyway, Trump will fix everything. I don't have to do anything. Then we're going to lose. We have got to engage. Now, as long as we're saluting people, you know that I'm hesitant at all times when it comes to politicians, all of them. Remember, it's not just your favorite one I insult. I insult them all. I don't feel very highly of them. I don't think very highly of them. I don't trust many of them. When this guy from Argentina got elected, I thought, okay, it sounds good. Sounds like it might be good. Hopefully it is good. I'm not crowning him yet. I have to extend some respect to the man. They invited him to the World Economic Forum, and he chose to show up, and he showed up and just crapped all over
today
him.
I'm here to tell you that the Western world is in danger, and it is endangered because those who are supposed to have to defend the values of the West are co-opted by a vision of the world that inexorably leads to socialism and thereby to poverty. Unfortunately, in recent decades, motivated by some well-meaning individuals willing to help others, and others motivated by the wish to belong to a privileged caste, the main leaders of the Western world have abandoned the model of freedom for different versions of what we call collectivism. We're here to tell you that collectivist experiments are never the solution to the problem that afflict the citizens of the world. Rather, they are the root cause. Do believe me, no one better place than us, Argentines, to testify to these two points.
Dude got elected and promptly eliminated like half the government agencies. Name me the last Republican who eliminated a single government agency in America. Yeah, good point, Chris. A single position. Respect where it's due. The man's down there getting things done, huh? All right, let's get to some emails before we get to rich, dirty commie children and how they slow roll out the truth and private jets. Chris, we still need to get a private jet if we can find. Can't you find us a deal on one somewhere? Don't tell me you don't know anybody who doesn't have a hookup of some kind. We'll go lightly used. We'll go lightly used. I don't want a whole bunch of scratches and whatnot on it, but it's just something, somebody to fly us around, Chris. Jesse, I know who Trump should pick as his running mate, the only female politician who's a true patriot, intelligent, and uncorruptible, who will not betray him for the system. Tulsi Gabbard. That's interesting. I'm not one of these ones who trusts Tulsi Gabbard, but again, it's me. I don't trust any of them. None. She's been a pretty hardcore Democrat most of her life. Then about the time she was retiring, she started to sound a lot more right-wing, and I guess that's good. She would certainly, she'd add a woman to the ticket. That helps. Trump's probably going to pick a woman. And look, if I'm being honest, that's not my thing, but I could see how that would be appealing. I realize how feminized America has become. Maybe it does help to add one. What, Chris? That, yeah, I guess she does cover probably more than Huckabee, probably fills in more blanks for Trump, I would say. Okay. All right, look, as long as it's not Nikki Haley. Like I said, as long as it's not Nikki Haley, just don't let it be Nikki Haley. That would be physically painful. Almost like when you sleep wrong and you wake up and your neck hurts. Is there anything worse than that? And I can remember it like it was yesterday. You remember these moments when you're a father? I had slept and I didn't sleep well because I had woke up in the middle of the night and apparently I held my head wrong and my friggin' neck was sore. And so it kept me up the rest of the night. And I had to take my son to track practice that morning. And I hadn't slept and I snapped at him. And I ended up having to apologize to him later on. It's just the worst feeling in the world. Chris, wait till the first time you have to apologize to your daughter because you were a jerk. You feel about one inch high, all right? You do. You feel like Mike Bloomberg. This is why I tell you about Relief Factor. You don't have to live with pain. That shoulder that hurts, the foot, oh, my neck. We get too used to living with pain. The truth is we don't give our bodies what they need to fight pain naturally. Or even worse, we grab for pain medication. Try Relief Factor. Try Relief Factor because it's natural. Helps your body fight it naturally. Omega-3s, turmeric, things like that. Look, how confident is Relief Factor that it works? 3 weeks. They sell three-week quick start kits. They're just $19.95. It's not even expensive. Go take it for 3 weeks. You will never stop taking it. And it's good for you and your body. Aren't you ready to be done with pain? 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Stop living like that. Stop snapping at people, not sleeping. My foot hurts. My back hurts. Stop. Go get relief. All right? Actually, I didn't mean to do that part at the end, but that ended up working really well. Go get relief. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Why are communists so secretive about everything? Remember Secretary Austin? He kind of just disappeared for a few days and we all found out he was in the hospital getting care for prostate cancer, which is a very, very big deal. It's a real deal. It's one of those things like half the men are going to go through it. I'll probably have it. You know, it's just kind of the way it goes at some point. So, okay, I don't understand why it's a big deal. Secretary of Defense has prostate cancer. Don't get me wrong, that's a big deal, but what's the big deal? He's going in to get treatment for prostate cancer. He's an older man. That's how it goes, right? Listen to this. This is the 911 call from one of his aides. Listen to this.
Can I ask, but can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, usually when they turn into a residential neighborhood, they'll turn them off, but they're required by law to run with them with the main street.
Hey, can you not have any lights or sirens in the ambulance? We're trying to keep this quiet. Why are they keeping prostate cancer treatment so secretive? It's not like he got busted with 3 kilos of coke and a hooker. He's getting treatment for prostate cancer. Yet communists can't help themselves. Because communism is of the devil, everything is about deception. Everything. They can't tell the truth in the same way the devil can't. And they asked John Kirby about it today. And of course, I know you can rest easy at night. Don't worry. They're conducting a review.
Did the secretary request that the ambulance arrive without lights and sirens?
Well, first of all, as you know, the secretary was released from Walter Reed on Mondays, working from home, recuperating, actively engaged in performing his duties as the Secretary of Defense. As you've heard us say, we're conducting a thorough review. to look at the notification timelines, to look at the processes here.
The processes. They did it again. Chris, remember? Oh, you've got to pull it up now. Remember when they were talking about the drone strike? Maybe you've forgotten. I haven't forgotten. Remember how we drone strike 10 innocent people in Afghanistan? You see, the Biden people got 13 of our warriors killed and they knew they looked bad. So they knew they had to respond in some way. And they sent a Reaper drone and we flat out murdered 10 totally innocent people. Six of them were children. And you heard what he just said right there, right? About the processes. Ah, they love that word, don't they?
How does it strike you that no one is held accountable? Because I know how it strikes a lot of people around the world that you can get away with murder and nobody's punished for it.
I do understand that. We appreciate that not everybody's going to support this decision. What I can tell you is we looked at this thing very, very comprehensively. And again, we acknowledge that there were procedural breakdowns. Processes were not executed the way they should have been.
There was, Chris. It's always the process. Well, the process is as if the processes is just some... And of course, it's an entity that screwed up, but of course, it's not a person or anything. Like, it's just the process was screwed up. These people are so deceptive at all times. All right. Speaking of deceptive, Department of Justice acknowledges Hunter Biden laptop content is legitimate for the first time. It's January 16th, 2024. 3 years. After this acknowledgement should have come, the acknowledgement comes out. This is how it so often works. Speaking of communism and deception, that's why I played the other part to talk to you about this. The communist understands he has to lie at all times about everything. He lies to his friends. He lies to the constituents. He lies to everything. He must lie. Lie, 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 lie. When you're having a revolution that's designed to burn everything down, you must lie about everything all the time. Communism and lying are the one and the same. They go hand in hand. You can't. You have communism, you have lying. You must. But they understand that eventually, they'll try to calm the public anger down, or they'll have to calm the public anger down. And so once it's too late to do any good, they will roll out the truth about their lies. Remember that time I did that story about the Soviet Union and the island where it was a gulag and they sent innocent people there and there were no facilities and they just started eating each other. Everyone who got to the island, I'm not going to go over the details right now, but everyone who got to the island, they became cannibals, and it was just, it's like something out of a horror movie. It's a horrific story. This is all under Stalin back in the day. You know when we found out about that? It's called Nazino Island, in case you want to look it up. Nazino with a Z. But you know when the world found out about that? The 1980s. That's when the communists finally fessed up. That's who these people are. All right? All right. We're going to talk about vile communist kids. Why do the children of privilege so often turn into dirty commies? Something to dig into. Maybe because their parents weren't on chalk. You see, something happens when you take a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack from chalk. Not only does your mind work better, you have more energy. Your mood improves. And so when you come home from a long day, instead of just wanting to sit down or sip on a bourbon, you actually want to parent your child. Then once you parent your child, well, your child won't turn out to be a dirty commie. Take some chalk. Male vitality stack, female vitality stack, chalk lit powder. Start your day with chalk lit powder poured in some milk or a smoothie in the morning. Packed vitamins, minerals, everything you need. All of it. All natural herbal supplements from the hardcore anti-communists at Chalk. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you huge savings on everything. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I have an idea for a book. No, 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 Chris. I'm not going to write it. Maybe this is a good idea for you. If you have some desire to write a book, I think this would be a fascinating read. And I did touch on this a bit in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, but you could dedicate an entire book to this concept. The children of wealth and privilege who go on to be vile commie scum and the millions of people they've killed in the process. It is amazing how often this happens. Have you ever heard of, the Ford Foundation? Ford Foundation? Probably have. If you haven't, it's this huge foundation, of course, from the Ford family. Henry Ford, all that. The Ford Foundation is one of the most evil communist organizations in America. And when you say that to people, they think about American giant Henry Ford, and they're all, wow, my God. Although, Chris, I don't think Henry Ford would have liked you very much, buddy. He wasn't big on the Jews. I'm sorry, pal. Anyway, you think about American giant Henry Ford, and you think, wow, the Ford Foundation, I bet they're all about capitalism and working hard. And yeah, no, it's a communist organization. When you think about the Rockefellers, their money, the Rockefeller Foundation, one of the more despicable organizations out there. Disney. Disney's a great example. Walt Disney was an American giant. Family, kids. Look at Disney now. His heirs took over, and it's about half and half from what I understand. Half his heirs are rock solid and half are commie nutballs. They're the reason everything in Disney now comes with a pride flag on it. Look, Marx was a child of privilege. Che Guevara, child of privilege. Mao, child of privilege. Lenin, child of privilege. Pol Pot, child of privilege. Pol Pot was part of royalty. He was right next to royalty. Over and over and over again. And so I saw this headline and it just made me kind of smile and shake my head. Heiress, I love that. Australian heiress to give away $27 million fortune. Marlene Engelhorn is her name. She's, of course, 31, a lesbian. I know you're going to find that shocking. She was bequeathed a vast sum of money by her grandmother, of course. And now, this human being who didn't work for a single dime says she's, of course, going to give away all of her money. Up to 90%, she said. So I mean, of course, well, look, she's going to keep a few million for herself, of course. But the rest, she's totally going to give that away, guys. Any day now, she'll give it away. And of course, she's wearing a t-shirt or holding up a sign that says, tax the rich. There are a million and one reasons why this happens. Why do the children of wealth and privilege turn out this way? One of the main reasons is this. When you have extreme wealth and privilege, and I'm not demonizing you if you're wealthy at all. I don't hate the rich. I don't hate the poor. I don't care, right? Maybe you're poor. Maybe you're not making ends meet. Maybe you're super wealthy. I don't care. But when you have a ton of money, one of the easiest things to do in the world, I see this all over the place now, is pay for other people to handle things you don't want to deal with at all. It's understandable, right? You're busy, got things going on. Super wealthy people love to send their children to these elite schools. Hey, just send Aiden, Jaden, and Braden over to our school, and what we'll do is we'll make sure they get into Harvard. And Daddy Warbucks, he doesn't want to have to deal with, you know, I'm not going to deal with algebra problems when I get home. So yeah, hey, just go down to this school. And he doesn't really dig into the fact that this administration in this school and the professors in this school, they're all communists who hate his freaking guts. And that Aiden, Jaden, and Braden go to this fancy private school for $30,000 a year. By the way, can you believe children go to private schools for $30,000 a year? I heard that there are some of these in Houston. Obviously, not ones my children attend. But anyway, No, Aiden, just go down to the private school. He'll learn how to be a good capitalist. Only Aiden doesn't learn how to be a good capitalist. And then dad, mom too, they don't really hang out with the kids. You don't really talk to them. Of course, they'll have them in skiing, ski instructions and whatnot. And maybe they'll send them off to Europe in a private jet. But they're not teaching the children to be grateful about things. They don't sit down and have conversations about how blessed are you. We just did it last night at my house. I hope you do it in your house. Kids, tell me something you're grateful for. One of my kids said the weather, when the weather is horrible right now. But either way, look, the purpose of the exercise was tell me something you're grateful for. Be grateful about something. Oftentimes, super wealthy people do not have those conversations with their children. And then there's this aspect of it, and this plays a big part of it. Human nature. We all have a nature. You have the same nature. I do. Everyone has this nature. It's how we're created. We are created to struggle with things. It's one of the ironies of life. We all want life to be easy without struggles, right? I want that. I don't want to have any struggles. I don't want to have to worry about this or that. Don't you want that? We think we want that. It's horrible for you. Even if you had no struggles, if I could snap my fingers right now and take all the struggles in your life, if you gave me a list, Jesse, here are all my struggles, and I snapped my fingers and I took every single one of them away from you, you would actually be miserable and you would probably create new struggles for yourself because human beings are made to fight. We're made to struggle. We're made for conflict. When you're Aiden, Jaden, and Braden, when you vacation at the Swiss Alps, when it's champagne and caviar, when you're 5 years old, when your life is servants and private jets, you don't struggle and you want to. You want to feel like you have a purpose. You need to fight against something. And the cause of communism, because it's always trying to sell you that it's helping the poor or helping the underprivileged, when it never is actually helping any of those people. It's very, very common for these children of wealth and privilege to be attracted to that. They go in, it makes them feel like the kings and queens they want to be. Look at me, Lord of the poor, using my money to help out the poor. That's why these people do the things they do. All right. Now, speaking of wealth and privilege, I don't have a lot to say about this. I just want to say, there's a headline out here. $65 million perk for CEOs. What is that perk? They get personal use of the corporate jet. That would be like me. Believe me, I've never had personal use of anybody's corporate jet, but I'm sure there's one at iHeart. I'm sure they have one. It would be like me saying, hey, whenever I want to go down to, whenever I want to fly over to Dallas and take the kids to Six Flags, although I guess we could probably go further if we were on a private jet, but whenever I want to go to Dallas and take the kids to Six Flags, you have to send your jet down here and take us all up there. And we want Red Lobster catered on the plane too, that which you know that's exactly what I would say. I only brought this up to bring this up. As you watch the corporate world fall and bend the knee, a lot of it has to do with men and women who've achieved high levels of success. And they just, look, they call them golden handcuffs for a reason. They don't want to give any of that stuff up. It's a fact. Greed kills. All right. Couple emails, headlines I didn't get to, then we out. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can download the show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, whatever you need. I'm gonna play something here. I'm gonna do a little you voted for this after this. This is from Boston. Walgreens is shutting down. Remember, it's not just the GOP primary voter who gets exactly what he deserves. It's also the urban Democrat voter.
Why do you think they target black and brown communities?
I think because they get no pushback.
but they're now getting pushback.
Protesting alongside dozens of other frustrated customers fighting to keep this Walgreens open.
Don't we need to have something in the community to help the black, the elderly, the sick? You know what I'm saying? They can't go far.
The problem boils down to accessibility, says former Boston NAACP president turned healthcare advocate Michael Curry.
The communities where they're closing these pharmacies are communities where people are.
Yeah, that sounds good. How'd you vote? Who'd you vote for? Are you expecting sympathy from me? Who did you vote for? Walgreens is closing in your community. Stores are closing in bad neighborhoods all across America now. And yes, for the people who live in that neighborhood, it sucks. If you didn't have a pharmacy close to you, it would suck. Yes, it does. But who did you vote for? Walgreens isn't closing just to be mean. They're closing because people keep walking into the stores and stealing all their stuff so they can't make a profit. If a store brings you a loss, you must close the store. Now, why are criminals going into these stores and stealing all their stuff? The criminals are going into the stores and stealing all their stuff because the Democrats you keep voting for don't want them to go to prison for their crimes. I want to know how each person in that little video voted before I tell you how much I care. Did you go vote Democrat? Well, yeah, because that's what my daddy always did. Then I don't care. Well, yeah, because Republicans are racist or Republicans are this. Then I don't care. You voted to have Walgreens removed. You did. Stop pointing at Walgreens. Stop pointing at anyone else. You vote like a lemming every single time for a Democrat, and that's why your neighborhood sucks, and that's why Walgreens is gone. This is the same lecture I give GOP primary voters all the time. I talked about it earlier today. John Cornyn, now, of course, from the red state of Texas, where we're really against illegal immigration, guys, he now is going to work with Lankford, flatten the front Lankford, and Mitch McConnell to pass an amnesty deal, and everyone's all mad. Oh, I can't believe it. John Cornyn sucks. John Cornyn had a primary. John Cornyn got 76% of the Republican vote in the last primary here in Texas. Stop complaining to me about the GOP when you go to the polls and vote for the same loser every single time. That's why he does these things. He knows. Not you, of course, but the norms and normas, they're too stupid and lazy to go remove him from office. John Cornyn knows he can pass amnesty tomorrow, and Norm and Norma, they'll go vote for him in a couple years, because that's why I see him on Fox News. Pathetic. Same thing. Four words. They apply to the GOP primary voter and the urban Democrat. You voted for this. You get exactly what you deserve. GOP primary voters in Texas don't deserve better than John Cornyn. They deserve amnesty. Urban voters, what was this, Boston? Urban voters in this crappy neighborhood, you don't deserve a Walgreens. You don't deserve any of these places because you vote like a freaking moron every single time. Tired of it. You know what I'm not tired of? Flannel sheets from MyPillow. I actually put in, across my heart and hope to die, I put in another order for 3 sets today from MyPillow. I'm telling you, man, you know, we got this cold front going across the country right now. Slip into some flannel sheets at the end of the day and tell me if you don't enjoy the experience. MyPillow has their blowout New Year sale right now. They do this, they tend to do this at the beginning of every year if they had a big year the year before. MyPillow 2.0s are 50% off. Mattresses. Mattress toppers. Have you ever tried a MyPillow mattress topper? They're awesome. The bed just kind of envelops you like a cloud. 100% made in America. Towels, whatever. Go get some. Flannel sheets, mattresses, whatever. Free shipping. Take advantage of free shipping plus the sale. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square at the top and use the promo code Jesse, or you can call them 800-845-0544. It's as good as it gets. Let's get to one more email before we do headlines. Oracle, And the subject of this says, may the oracle be in error? I've heard you hammer the importance of starting anti-communist counteroffensive at grassroots local levels. You claim no one person in the White House can affect enough change. I disagree with the latter. The first thing is the first thing a corpsman does coming across someone who's lost a limb is stop the bleeding. That's all I expect from the commander in chief. The rest is up to us to start the Nimitz Island hopping counterattack. Start at the local level, so on and so forth. Look, you've never heard me say the presidency isn't important. I don't disagree with you at all. I sure want to have it back so they can stop the bleeding. My issue with that is it is very common. It's human nature for people to put all their hopes and dreams into one guy so they don't actually have to do anything. Now, I don't want to get involved. We'll just elect Trump. He'll fix it all. Trump will clean it all up. You ever heard that before? Ridiculous. It's up to you. It's up to you. Now, he would help, but it's up to you. We must become activists, all right?
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Are baked chips really healthier than fried? Don't care, still not eating them. New York City high school principal lashes out at parents who bash decision to force students to go remote as, quote, migrants sheltered at the school. Well, of course, a high school principal would not be angry at all the illegals or the politicians who filled up his school with illegals. He's going to be mad at the parents for pointing it out. Chinese lab crafts mutant COVID-19 strain with 100% kill rate in humanized mice. Surprisingly rapid death. Who comes up with these scare headlines all the time? You'll have to forgive me if I don't bow down and quiver with fear about the newest virus from China. I didn't do that last time, and I'm not buying it the second time either. Go sell that to someone else. Exclusive. Top trans pediatric doctors admit in unearthed video that puberty blockers aren't as reversible as advertised. Oh! You don't say. So injecting your body with things that stop the body's natural process of growing is perhaps horrible for you and maybe even permanently disabling? Wow, I thought this whole thing would just go away in a half hour. Senator Joe Manchin will make a decision about no labels third party run after Super Tuesday. Joe Manchin, he's going to take this whole I'm a moderate thing and make a bunch of money off it while not wanting any change at all. And wow, did I run out of time. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.